Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Footage obtained by Associated Press show Iraqi troops on Monday pushing deeper into the old city, a densely populated neighborhood west of the Tigris River where the Al-Nouri Mosque once stood. Although the Iraqi forces appear poised for a dynamic victory in Mosul, concerns linger over an underground system of tunnels that perhaps has allowed ISIS to reassert itself in various neighborhoods, such as Tenek near Mosul, which suggests that the victory may not be whole. If not hiding in tunnels, some speculated that ISIS may have returned disguised as refugees, returning to Tenek to retrieve hidden weapons. Iraqi forces say their recent territorial gains against Islamic State group in Mosul's old city have largely been propelled by airstrikes, despite a spike in allegations of civilian casualties and warnings from human rights groups of the dangers of using large munitions in the densely, highly populated area. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is talking Monday with the leaders of three European allies, Germany, France, and Italy, before his trip to the summit of leaders of the world's biggest economies later this week in Hamburg, Germany. In early morning Twitter comments, Mr. Trump gave no hint about what he will discuss with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President Emmanuel Macron, and Italian Prime Minister Paolo Gentiloni. Merkel said she expects world leaders at the G20 conclave to be broadly in agreement on the imperative, the continued fight against global terrorism, but disagree on other issues. Syrian state television reports a suicide bomber in a car blew himself up in Tahrir Square in central Damascus, killing at least 18 people and wounding many more. This is VOA.